Blog Talk Radio.
Chicken charge, and I'm joined by my Miss Angela.
Oh, you're dragging me you drag it just a little further this time.
I like it. Well, it's been a while since I've been able to do that, so I really just wanted to, make a, good impact. I was like,
yes.
Boom, that just happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, if I lose you, I'm driving. So just call me right back because I'm in now then. So,
Wow.
Yeah.
Rock on.
Yeah.
So what's new? What's going
on? Have you? I'm working my ass off, which is great. But have you ever had a boss where they're super nice, but their voice just irritates the fucking shit out of you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, my sidekick this evening got sick, so I ended up having to work with my big boss. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. I can show off my talent and, how awesome I am, because, duh. So, I'm working, and she comes in, and everything's fine, but she has that voice that's, how do I say it? She uses her title often. Mm-hmm. So there was me and another associate that was working, and we're both new. I've worked more days than she had. Today was her first day. Okay, that's fine. So we're closing, and she's like, so instead of standing there watching your manager work, there's this list. It's right here. So if you want to do one of those things instead of watching your manager do her job, then that would be great. And I'm just like, wow.
Wow.
But that just happened. Like, and she talks like that all the time.
Oh, my
all
God.
The time.
I would die.
Yeah. So she, like, the scarf, like, there, like, whether there was a manager from a different store that came in today because one of our managers quit. So she comes in and she, I guess, put these brand new scarves in this area that they weren't supposed to go. But obviously, her not being her store, she didn't know that. So my boss comes in and she's like, it's just so hot in here. Like, so hot. Like, I'm just, like, sweating. Like, it's hot. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, I need to go in the back to, like, can I go decorate? Like, you know, like, I was like, can I fix the shoes in the back? Like, you know, it's kind of hard to walk through there, so I was just wondering if I could go back there and, like, organize it a little bit. She's like, oh, yeah, most definitely. Go, yeah, good idea. I'm like, oh, my God, like, shut up. Like, just don't even talk. Like, and I'm thinking, like, looking at the clock, like, I've got 4 hours with this lady now. This is great. Like,
I would die.
So, yeah, I really hope she never listens to the show, because that's probably going to be a topic of my conversation. And I really don't care if she does, actually, because, like, just if you feel like you need to talk like that, and, like, I get everyone has their own way of talking, but for you to talk all exaggerated like, that just, like, screams you don't get enough attention. So
yeah.
You're going to be annoying as fuck because you suck at life. But, I mean, whatever.
Wasn't
I'm not
enough
to judge. Huh?
Maybe she wasn't hugged enough for the child.
Oh, my God. I don't know what it was, but, oh, man, that was painful. It was painful. It really was. But, you know, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, and here's my retail soapbox thing. If you're in a store and you know, like, it's later, it's proud, like, the store's probably going to close soon. And you're in the store, and you watch the employees lock the doors, and you're, like, still looking at things, and we're kind of watching you because, I don't know, the store's closed, and it gets to the point where we shut off the music that's playing in the store. That's probably a good indication that you should probably leave.
Usually.
Now, that doesn't mean you're going to clock out or check out your stuff that you have in your hand, and then you're going to walk towards the door and go, oh, my God, I just love this. I have to buy it. Not once, not twice, but 3 different times. It's rude. It's just rude. Just don't do it. Yeah, that's my soapbox in retail. It's fun. I don't mind it because I like people, but when you're just doing things to be a dick, it just isn't fun. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's the latest in my life. Working. Lots of working.
Well, that's okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you full-time there? Because you were hired originally part-time, right? Did I lose you? Oh, lost her. Yep, she's in the boondocks. Oh, well.
Hello.
Hello. Lost you.
So, yeah, no, I got hired at, like, 15 hours, and it was just supposed to be, like, some side job bullshit to go with my full-time job. So I went from, like, working 65 hours a week to working, like, 80 hours a week. Almost. Right now I'm sitting at about 68.
Nice.
So, How delicious. And the week's not even, well, I guess it's half over, but yeah.
You?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
So, what's new in your world?
My oldest daughter got her permit, so now she is a reluctant driver.
I remember when your son got his license.
Yeah, that was a cakewalk compared to my oldest daughter, because she is a worrier about everything, and she argued with me about driving. Didn't want to drive. She went to the store with her big brother and then drove. And then they couldn't figure out why mom was upset. I'm like, well, that was the first time you drove, so yeah. Like, you kind of took a mom moment away from me. Thanks, kids.
Right.
You know, but, you know, whatever.
Maybe it's just you. Maybe she's worried to drive with you.
No, that's just her. She's worried about everything. She's scared that she's going to crash or she's going to do something wrong. And I don't know.
Gotcha. One of those.
Yeah. Like, when it comes to student drivers, I am super, super, super calm. And I don't know, maybe that freaks them out, but they're expecting me to get all uppity, and I'm like, whatever. I'm like, you didn't crash. We didn't crash, so you're cool.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember when I got my permit, my dad was like, you're driving home from the DMV.
Yeah. Right.
And I got yelled at for not going fast enough. So I think that might be partially where my lead foot comes from. But
yeah, well,
we all know that I tend to drive very fast, but whatever. I get places faster. I beat the GPS. Whatever.
Exactly. GPS is really just a time to beat.
Yeah.
You know, so it's okay. That's cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Looks like a friend of the show is newly engaged as of tonight. So congratulations, Maria and Mike.
Shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
I know. Yeah, it's good stuff. I just think
you know what's funny? It's the Maria that we both know, correct? Okay, I was actually like telling somebody the other day what a twin flame was, and it reminded me of her. So, yeah.
Huh.
Congratulations, madame.
Yeah, it's kind of. I mean, it's cool, and I don't know. It just cracks me up because literally, like every time I get on Facebook now, it's oh my god, I'm getting married. Oh my god, I'm having a baby. Oh my god, I'm doing this, and I'm like, I can barely decide what pants to wear.
Yeah, I have noticed that too. I don't know, like, I think it's something about October, though. Like, there's just something about it, because, like, everyone, like, the season's changing, and everything's turning orange, and it's romantic, and yada, yada, yada. So, like, everyone gets engaged now. And I'm just sitting there like, did I take my, like, multivitamin today? What time do I work?
Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
It's like, did I eat today? You know, kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I've had a lot of those moments.
Oh.
Yeah, so I need to figure something out because my eating times have changed because I work so fucking much.
Yeah.
So I never am able to eat dinner because it's when I'm in between jobs and driving to Torrid. So I just opt to not eating. But then I, like, end up wanting to eat dinner when I get home, but then I think it's too late. So I don't know what to do.
You know, in that case, honestly, what I would do would be to do like protein shakes.
Or I was thinking that.
At home, or you could like do juice all day and then add like a scoop of protein powder to it, that would help a lot. Because at least if you're juicing, if you did like naked juice and drank that throughout the day and added a couple of scoops of protein to it, you're getting all your vitamins and nutrients all in one.
Okay.
And if you juice for a few days, you drop weight like a freaking mad person. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's like I was thinking about meal prepping and then trying to eat on the way to work, but I don't like, I don't know. Like, I'm never hungry between 4 and 5. So, and then I never end up getting hungry until like 8 or 9 now because I'm working so much and I'm not thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eventually eventually your body will kind of reset and you'll be like, I'm hungry. You want food? No.
God damn it.
What?
So I just got a text message from my oldest son saying that I need to watch when I leave my car because my neighbor shot a coyote and don't know if he made it. So basically, I've had coyotes like crazy around the house. Imagine that.
Hmm.
And yesterday, there was 2 that were like, I went to let my... There were 2 coyotes like... just, like, staring at my old dog, and I'm like, fuck you. Like, I went and grabbed my gun. Like, I will fucking shoot a coyote. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, animal activist, but my property and my children are more important. So I never seen a coyote a day in my life, and I, like, looked and looked again, like, is that a dog? And I realized quickly it was not.
Yeah.
So they have been swarming my house.
Really?
And it's not like 1 or 2. It's like gotten to the point where there's like 6.
Mm.
And my chickens are in the coop and I've never had any problems last year.
No.
So yeah, they're everywhere and I don't know what the fuck to do with them. So I like looked up all these rules and regulations yesterday and apparently I can shoot coyotes at any time. They're not like something that you have to worry about with DNR. So,
okay.
But I don't understand, like, what the fuck, like, what are they drawn to? So, I have no idea.
Let me see if I can look up what are coyotes attracted to?
Other than, like,
oh,
I know what we're saying.
They like your chickens.
Yeah, but my chickens aren't free roaming. They're in a coop.
Yep. But they're kept outside.
Yeah. So after a year, they just now figured out that they're there?
Yep.
Hmm.
Let's see. How? How to get rid of coyotes. What's up that?
I thought they didn't like noise, but I'm not 100% sure.
Let's look it up. Oh. Well, you can't do that.
What?
It says... Remove all cover vegetation, grasses, bushes, and trees, and keep your environment clean and bare. Yeah, you can't do that when you have as much land as you do. Take away the
Let me go be a fucking Timbuktu and fucking Paul Bunyan and pull everything out of my nose.
There's got to be another way. There's got to be, like...
I don't know. I thought they were scared of noises. I thought they were, like, skittish about that shit. I don't know.
Are they hiding in your garages?
What?
Oh, a motion sensor that triggers a sprinkler system would work. That's kind of cool. Electrified fence. You can keep a dog in there as long as the dog is trained to not attack the chickens.
Well, that's why a lot of people have roosters, because the rooster crowing lets you know when, like, warns you when there's coyotes and stuff around.
Because
they sound off when something's close to the coop. But I had to kill mine, so.
Oops.
Again, sorry, animal activist.
Oops. Sorry, PETA.
Well, my rooster was going after my kids, so that wasn't okay with me.
Okay. How to get rid of the coyote pack.
Sure. Oh, God, I thought it was funny because, like, on the DNR page it says, like, you can kill them. Just don't, like, go and run him over. I'm like, I'm sorry. If I see one in my driveway, I'm going to run it the fuck over. Like, mm-hmm. Try to be, like, as humane as possible.
There's got to be, like, something. Can you, like, spray or... This is interesting. There's got to be something. Help. Okay. Looks like there's some lights. Do you have motion sensors? Sensor lights?
Yeah.
They're saying that should help. Powered nightlight. Solar animal chaser. Gross. You can buy coyote pee.
Coyote pee?
Uh-huh. Yep. That's disgusting. That is super gross. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. You could have somebody come out and haunt them.
Yeah, I just texted my neighbor. I only have a 270 rifle, so I can't shoot. I can't shoot, like, toward, like, my neighbor's house or my septic tank or, like, anywhere near that kind of stuff because it'll go right the fuck through. That's why, like, in Ohio it's illegal to shoot rifles because it travels for miles and miles and miles. So, I'm not going to shoot a rifle toward anywhere toward my neighbor's house because it could go right through my fucking neighbor's house and kill somebody and shoot and kill anything in the way. So... Yeah, I just let her know. I'm like, I don't know, because my son texted me and said that my neighbor was shooting at a coyote, and if it is a coyote, I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can come shoot. I don't give a shit. He's got tannerite. We can fucking blow a bitch up, but go right ahead. Be my guest, but this is getting ridiculous.
I wonder if because the snow is coming eventually.
Oh, I'd assume so.
I wonder if that's bringing them.
I'm surprised that it hasn't been colder than what it has been yet. It's November.
I know. It's been great, though.
I'm all right with it, but.
Hell yeah. It's been awesome. I'm on board with it.
I'm just going to make it.
You'd posted on Facebook that you were talking about local music at work. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I find it a little amusing that people don't know that there's a local band scene around here, whether it be rap, country, whatever. Like, we have everything. We, like, there isn't just, I think people think Friday, Saturday night, people are just going to go see, like, a cover band. Well, that's not all we have in Minnesota, and it's way far above and beyond that. But, this weekend at Mill City Night, Gabriel and the Apocalypse are playing, and so it's Smiling Politely, Anti-Star, and Sin City Escape. So
nice. It's
a big, big show, and it's actually one of the last shows that's going to be at Mill City Night. So Mill City Nights is closing their doors.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's, obviously we've promoted music for the local scene for a while now, but, the girls at work, they're into, like, music, and I was like, you know, have you guys ever gone seen any of the local shows? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I started telling them and, like, pulled up a couple bands and showed them, like, Anti-Star, Ashes from Stone, and Cold Kingdom, and they're like, we have that here? I'm like, yeah, we do. Weird, right? Like, instead of you guys paying $30 to go see, you know, a national act, why don't you pay $10 and go check out something new that you might like? So, yeah, it's actually pretty cool. Like, that, like, doing stuff like that and, like, telling people about it and getting the word out is, you know, a big deal. So,
yeah. That's pretty cool. That's always nice to kind of get out and promote other things.
Yes.
Good job.
Man. I'm freaking tired. My son, I don't know what the deal is, but lately he's just opt to not sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And he woke up at 2 o'clock this morning and has been awake since 2 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking tired. And I went and finally bought a melatonin this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully he sleeps. I am tired of being awake.
Yeah, I bet. How was his trip? Because he went on a camping trip, right?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, he learned about, like, the Native American culture and all that kind of stuff. They had to, like, they were told they had to make their own fire. They got to do that. He was pretty excited when he got back. And now his little girlfriend is on the trip. So they split it up between, like, the classes, so.
So he missed Halloween year?
Yeah. Aww. I was pretty bummed out about that. So was he.
Yeah.
But his brothers and sisters, like, got him candy and stuff like that, so. He didn't miss too much.
That's good.
I'm driving all over my property looking for coyotes while I'm on air.
Yeah.
What I do. Yeah. And my braids on, hopping through the field.
There you go.
I am not having no fucking coyotes on my goddamn property. I'm tired of this shit. Jackasses.
Smack them in the head and tell them to go the hell home. If only it were that easy.
Pretty much.
Oh,
well,
my
you
God.
Said they don't like light.
I had to get a replacement phone because my phone's jacked up. And evidently, like, to get the SIM card out, you have to, I don't know, like, sacrifice a virgin or something to be able to get the freaking SIM card out. Or do, like, some, I don't know, medicine man dance or something. Because this is ridiculous. I'm going to end up having to take my phone in and have them use whatever tool to get the SIM card out. It's freaking ridiculous. This is some bullshit. That's all I know. Not happy about it.
Hold on a second.
Okay. Did you find something? I'm holding on. I wonder if she's going to shoot something. That'd be cool. I wonder. Oh, gosh.
I texted Mary. I was thinking about going over there. I just saw like a bunch of bunnies leave my backyard, so I wonder if there's like a bunny's nest in my backyard and that's what the coyotes are going after or what.
Oh. Yeah, that could be.
Radio show.
Okay,
yeah. I don't know. I guess Scott was out here shooting, which is my neighbor.
Yeah.
He's one of those, like, old-school motherfuckers that'll just, like, heave-hole through the fucking woods, like, I'm gonna attack the goddamn guy out of here. The fucking 12-pack of beer. Like, it's nothing. That makes me, like, I see a fucking little bunny hop, and, like, my stomach drops, like, shit.
That's funny.
That's the only place I didn't look.
So have you started decorating for Christmas yet?
Get the fuck out of here. I don't speak Spanish. That's like Valentine's Day.
Ugh, gross. Do we have to talk about Valentine's Day?
It's just as bad as Christmas.
No. I'll take Christmas anytime. Because everybody's just nicer.
No.
Yeah, people are nicer during Christmas time. I'm like, other people that are just like...
I hate Christmas. I think it's fucking disgusting.
Why?
I've just never been a fan of Christmas. Like, it's just not... I don't mind decorating because the kids like it. And, like, if I didn't have kids, I wouldn't celebrate Christmas. I think it's overrun, ridiculous, like, overpopulated thing. I don't know. I just think it's stupid.
Hmm.
Everybody do gifts and spend a shit ton of money and... It's just not, I don't know, and I guess believing in Jesus would help, but
no.
I don't do, like, the whole Jesus and shit.
Well, you know, maybe we should like start like a Christmas revolution and have people, you know, kind of like bands, but have them buy local from local people, not the big box people. That'd be kind of cool. You know, kind of take it way back and go like old school. I mean, before, you know, they didn't have huge mega malls. Maybe that's what should be done. I don't know. My mom already started bugging me about Thanksgiving. She's like, what are your plans? I was like, I don't fucking care. Sounds horrible. I don't like Thanksgiving. Is that bad? Does that mean I'm going to hell? I just don't care. How can you get excited about a holiday where everybody just overeats and then complains that they feel fat?
I don't know.
If I want that, I'll go to a buffet.
Oh, I'm so tired.
So you were saying before that you got a promotion at work?
I'm a key holder, so I'm basically partially a manager. Oh my God, I got a bra today, which I'm sure, like, is not exciting to anybody else. But you know how expensive bras are. I got a bra for $8.20.
What?
Yeah. I love working there.
That's fan-freaking-tastic.
Right? Especially when it was originally $54, so.
Wow. Yeah, that's a screaming-ass deal. Yeah, I don't think people understand how expensive bras and stuff are. It gets ridiculous. I wonder, you think they're expensive because they're a necessity? And people just want to be dicks?
Yay! Oh, man. Even my manager was like, I've never seen a bra that cheap.
Well, I mean, it's awesome that you can pick something up that's good quality, too.
Right. Well, okay, so today, my task of the day was to go through as much as I could of our clearance section, which is, like, huge. I don't know if you've ever been in there. But it's a very, very big selection. And half the stuff, like, you have to, like, double-check the prices because it's, like, gets cheaper and cheaper as the longer it's been sitting there. I was marking stuff down from, like, $54 to
$6.99. Nice!
Yeah.
I'll have to stop in there and buy some things.
Yeah, the huge sale. Then I can say you're my sister and you can get it for 40% off.
Woohoo! Works for me. Yay, discount.
Well, I'm like, yeah. I just bought this shirt and I just seen it on the clearance rack. And it was just before I started working there. I'm like, oh, of course. I just bought the fucking thing.
Nice. My TV just turned on. Why does my TV do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So are you going to the local shows this weekend? Or are you working.
I'm done. I gotta find a babysitter.
Okay. So, do you have the weekend off?
No, I work this weekend.
Oh, okay. Just early?
What?
Hey, Coyote Ranger.
Oh, man.
You should take a picture of the coyotes and be like, lost dog, super angry, doesn't want to be petted.
Put it on Craigslist.
You should. That's funny. Some dumbass would be like, oh, my God, I totally want that. Be like, well, you come and get it. What? Stay with me. You've done so good.
Tired, hungry.
Combination of everything. So what are you hungry for? What are you going to make? Oh, you know, the other thing I was thinking of that you could do, and especially because it's getting colder outside, so you can keep stuff like in your truck between, if you get one of those salad shakers, and then so you can munch on that while you drive in between the two.
Yeah.
Those are pretty cool because you have like little compartments where you combine them, shake it, and then eat it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Trying to decide between cleaning my house or going to the gym. Unfortunately, it looks like cleaning my house is going to win. Ooh. Fuck. So do you work the same hours and days, like, every week?
No.
Oh, it's always changing.
That was different all the time. Yeah.
See, that's kind of one of the bad things about working retail.
Oh, man, we gotta rearrange the room again.
Huh?
Goodie. I just realized my daughter rearranged the room again. Oh, man.
So, all of the bands are playing together at the same time, or is it different days or different times?
It's all the same show. They all play at Mills tonight.
What's
she going for?
Oh. Oh my God, the election's next week. Are you excited?
No, not really.
Why? It's all going to be over.
because I'm pretty sure that it's all premeditated and they have people vote, and it's not really like they already know who's going to win. It's not like it's.
Who do you think is going to win?
Well, everyone wants Trump to win, but the biggest person that would cause the most conflict would be Hillary, so I'm sure they're going to have her win.
You know, I'm going to start to put some marketing material together, and I think over the weekend, from now until Election Day, I'm going to promote that if anybody wants to leave the country or go to Texas, because evidently Texas is threatening to secede from the nation if Hillary wins. So I'd be more than happy to sell their house for them.
Right. Yeah, I think it's one big conspiracy. They already know who's going to win.
It's an interesting point. You know, I would love, love, love to do a show with some conspiracy theorists, multiple.
I know plenty.
Because they, like, even though sometimes they're a little, like, off the wall, most of the time it's pretty interesting where you kind of look at things a different way.
Yeah, I'm big into conspiracy theories.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like watch the show The Blacklist and it'll all start making sense.
What is it?
It's a show called The Blacklist.
What channel is that on?
I'm not sure because I watched it on Netflix, but I know it's on like regular TV during the day. You'd have to look it up.
Okay. What are some things that they do on there or talk about?
It's all like conspiracy. Like, it's basically showing you like how a conspiracy theory looks at like political views and shit like that. Like random shootings, like a bunch, like say there's like a bunch of random shootings or a bunch of people that have all of a sudden gone missing. Well, have you ever wondered why that happens? And like, don't you think that there might be somebody behind it? It usually is. And then you never really find out who it really is, but the government knows who it is. They just are withholding information from you. It's really an interesting show.
Sounds like it. I want to check it out now.
On Netflix, there's season one and season two, but there's 22 episodes per season. So I started it 4 weeks ago, and I'm already halfway through season two.
Nice.
Very, very interesting show.
I am going to check it out because that stuff just kind of, like I said, I just like looking at things from a different point of view. It's just very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a reality show or is it a show?
No, it's an actual show.
Okay. What's on NBC?
Huh?
It's on NBC.
There you go.
Interesting. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it's a really good show. Like, I don't know. I like it.
Yeah. I got hooked on a show called Last Man Standing. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like it a lot. Oh, that's so funny. My TV turned on and it's Duck Dynasty.
And all the other show that I'm doing.
Hmm?
That one?
What's up?
What did you say?
Oh, I'm not in the same room as my TV. And the remote's 20 feet away from me and my TV turned on.
Nice.
I'm going to laugh if they're hunting coyotes.
Yeah, it's another show that's really good. It's called This Is Us.
Oh, now I tried to watch that a little bit. Can you kind of explain the show to me? Because I just felt like I wasn't getting it. Is it like
it starts out with a couple. Mm-hmm. And the couple basically, like, in some, like, you have to watch it from the beginning because it's on Hulu. Like, you can start it from the beginning on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
But, in the beginning, it starts out with a couple, and he's, like, madly in love with her, and she's madly in love with him, and, you know, they're in their early 20s, so they're in the drinking in the bar scene, and he really wanted to have kids, and she never really wanted to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
But back when the Steelers won the Super Bowl back in, like, 19 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a drunk night and they got pregnant. Well, she got pregnant and she ended up pregnant with triplets.
Cool.
So, and like, the first show, it's, like, basically they're showing the couple and they're going to have kids and all of a sudden there's, like, these three adults and you're kind of like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a girl, a guy, and a black guy. And
mm-hmm.
it's, you're just kind of sitting there like, what is going on? Well, when she went in to have triplets, the husband said, it's my birthday. It's the best day ever. My wife spoils me every single day on my birthday. And he looked at the doctor and he's like, I need you to believe that this is the best day ever. And I need
mm-hmm.
you to tell me that she's going to be fine and these kids are going to come out okay. And the doctor was like, I can't make any promises. And he's like, I love her with everything that I have. You need to let me know that everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor's like, let's just start with minute by minute. Well, she goes to have the first kid and her blood pressure spikes and they have to do an emergency C-section. Well, they do. And one of the kids didn't make it. So the sheriff came into the hospital when the guy was sitting there, like, looking at his kids and, like, disappointed and sad that he obviously lost a child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the sheriff came into the hospital, he dropped off a child that was abandoned and left behind. So the dad took that baby and brought him home. So in, like, the 70s, when it wasn't really like, you know, interrelationships was new, this guy took on a black child, and then he named them Kevin, Katie, Kevin, and Kyle. And they, like, ended up changing Kyle's name to Randall because he was different and, like, wanted to make sure, like, he felt unique but loved at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just, like, an interesting show, and, like, it's, like, I don't know, it's very interesting how they hit, like, every topic that, like, is, like, a social thing right now.
Right.
They are hitting it all in one show. But it's, like, it's got the good feelies, the bad feelies, and, you know, all that stuff in between. So, it's a really good show.
Nice. Because I must have caught it before she even got pregnant, because the first one that I saw was the football game.
No, that was the last show.
Was it? Because I was super confused. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, if you picked up, if you started watching it at that show, you're going to be like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, it was totally lost. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Super weird. Well, at least I know now that it was the wrong spot. That helps a lot. And it makes a lot of sense. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we are at the end of the show. Is there anything you'd like to tell the world?
Obviously, we touched on where the next local show is, which is Mill City Nights. Doors open at 8. And if you don't want to go down to the city, you want to stay in the country or hit up, I don't know, Slapshot's playing at the Mac in Ham Lake. Mm-hmm. So.
Cool.
Yeah, that's about it.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, I guess since we're out of time, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Cool Chick Radio. Make sure you check us out next week. But in between, make sure you like us, love us, share us on Facebook, because social media is really the only place that two women want to be shared. So like us, love us, share us, because we like to be liked and we love to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only place two women actually like to be shared. If you try, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good night. Get out there and make those bad decisions this weekend. And we'll see you next week, people. Peace.